The Washington Senate on Thursday approved a bill aimed at reducing the severity of what could be a massive wave of evictions. Washington's year-long eviction moratorium is due to end on March 31st. Bellevue Democratic Senator Patty Cooterer is anticipating a wave of eviction notices for tenants who have fallen behind in their rent. Cooterer is the lead sponsor of the eviction bill.
The ultimate goals of this policy, Mr. President, are twofold. They are to keep tenants housed and to help landlords pay their bills. That's it, in a nutshell.
Cooterer says the bill creates steps to resolve disputes, starting with mediation and other non-court processes.
It requires landlords to offer a reasonable repayment plan to the tenants to see if they can work out the past rent over the public health emergency before seeking an eviction.
If a case remains unresolved, it goes to court. Indigent tenants can receive a court-appointed lawyer to represent them. Opponents say they appreciate the intent, but the bill is a bigger help for tenants than landlords. Auburn Republican Phil Fortunato says landlords are losing money every month they don't receive rent.
I'm getting people coming after me for utility bills and property taxes, and then maybe I might get some rental assistance money, but it doesn't cover the full amount of the debt. I'm now in a situation where I want to sell my units.
That's what's happening in the Vancouver area, says Republican Senator Ann Rivers. She says mom-and-pop landlords are selling out, leading to a big shortage of housing units and increasing rents. She and Fortunato say they want to support Cooterer's bill, but that it still needs some improvement, and it may get some tweaking in the State House, where the legislation is now headed. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.